dividing our personalities into the separate roles that we play in life. And it begins at a young age. At a young age, I start out as a son, okay, and I have parents. And that's my role. I'm just a kid, and I've got parents. Eventually, I start to school. Then I become a student. And there's a part of me that's a student, and I get home, and there's a part of me that's a kid. And eventually, I reach puberty, and I start having friends and relationships, and I become a friend. Maybe I become a boyfriend. Eventually, I get married. I become a husband, and we have children. I become a father. And all these different roles, you know, I get into business. I become a businessman. All these different roles are set up. So when situations come up and they arise in my life, I begin looking at that from different angles because it affects those different levels of self, which is what it talks about in the four-step inventory. We have the first column, the people that were people, institutions, and principles that have upset us, what they did, and how it affects us. And we're focusing today on how it affects us, looking at the different parts of our personalities and how those parts of our personalities can be affected in different ways by different situations. So some of the roles that are set up in our lives, there's a father. Now, as a father, it has good sides and bad sides. Okay, having young children could be a lot of fun, but it's a lot of responsibility, especially in early childhood. You're missing out on sleep, you're grouchy, you're sacrificing. There's a lot of different sides to being a father. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to assign roles around the room to some of the people here, and then the people who don't have a role, I'm going to give you a separate role that I'm going to have. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm going to set John up over here as a father, because John's got kids, right? Okay, so John knows what it's like to be a father. Okay, and John D here, he's a husband. He knows what it's like to be a husband. Uh-oh. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And okay, you got a friend or two, right? You know what it's like to be a friend? Okay. All right. We need somebody that's obviously very romantic. Okay, it's got to be Rod, right? Ross. Yeah, Ross. I mean, one of my best friends' name is Rod. That gets in the way of you all the time. You look like a businessman. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, are you in business?
I was.
You was? Okay, yeah, so you know what it's like to be a businessman.
Monkey business.
Monkey business, okay. So we'll set this up over here.
Right.
You're going to represent the businessman.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Tom, you've been an AA member for a while, right?
So yeah.
You know what that's like.
Yeah.
So you can be an AA member?
Yeah.
Okay. You've had sponsees, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can be an AA sponsor.
Okay.
Okay. It's part of, eventually that begins part of us. Okay. I need somebody that can be an authority figure, somebody that knows how to get pissed off. That'll be you? No, Mike. I got one for Mike. Okay. You're Rambo, okay? You got a temper. Okay, Rambo gets pissed off, okay? That's your role. Okay, Mike, you're the thief. You're the squanderer, okay? It talks about in the book how we squander the hours that could have been worthwhile, okay? Where we take away from, you know, squanderer and thief. You can relate? Okay. I still got my watch, okay. Okay, now, this is an additional role, and this role can be interactive with any one of these. It's the judge and the accountant, okay? Now, the judge is not only the judge, it's also the prosecutor and the defense attorney, okay? These are parts of the ego, the personal ego, that look at situations, and the judge is asking, is it right or wrong? Am I doing the right thing? What am I supposed to do next? Okay, what did I do wrong in the past? How am I defending my actions? All these come into the judge, prosecutor, and defense attorney. The accountant is a scorekeeper. Okay, the big book talks about it affecting the pocketbook. Okay, but the pocketbook isn't just about money. It's about the personal cost of a situation. Okay, so different situations, we're looking at the cost. Okay, if I'm going to get pissed off at somebody and I'm going to take out a gun and shoot them, there's going to be a cost to that. I'm going to wind up going to prison most likely, unless I'm real slick. Okay, and if I just lose my cool, then I'm in trouble. So it's looking at these situations and the cost involved in it. So any one of us, as we ask questions, as I paint this situation and I'm asking people questions, chime in, any, especially you people that don't have a role, chime in and ask this person questions based on what part of the personality they are. Okay, now the situation that we're going to bring up today is about a guy. He's been in AA. He's been sober almost a dozen years, okay? He's been through the steps, he's had sponsees, he's got a good working idea of the program. He got married when he was about 8 years sober. They had a little girl when they were after they'd been married 2 years. So the little girl's about 2 years old, and he's been married for about 4 years, sober for almost 12. Okay, that's the situation. Now the wife comes to him and she says, I want a divorce. Okay, so this is what we're looking at. This is a situation that we're looking at. Okay, as a father, she wants a divorce. What happens in your mind right away as a father?
I'm going to see my kids less.
And?
And it's going to cost me.
It's going to change your relationship with your daughter. It's going to change your very existence as a father.
Yeah, start analyzing. I don't think, I said to myself, this isn't a reason to get divorced. Her reasons to get divorced are not.
So as a father, you're fighting for your survival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about you as a husband? How are you hurt, threatened, or interfered with?
Less than, why did this happen? Consequences, how, you know, the outcome, children involved, they're not, financially, a whole lot of stuff.
Okay, so it threatens your very existence.
Mm-hmm.
Because what does a husband need to exist?
A good relationship, partnership.
Needs a wife.
Yeah. All the things that go.
So if the wife goes away, so does the husband.
Mm-hmm.
You're wiped out. You might wind up having to change your sign to divorce man.
Well, I don't like that one.
Oh, you don't like that one. Okay. Even as somebody in a husband and wife relationship, you're still a friend to your wife. Right,
so you're. I don't know if I want to be. I resent the bitch for fucking leaving.
No, wait a minute. That's Rambo. Okay, we ain't got to him yet. Okay. Okay. Ross, how about how's Romeo feel about this situation?
To have a good partner, you got to be a good partner. Glad you're going. I'm going to find somebody else to be.
You were the best she ever had, weren't you, Ross?
What's that?
You were the best she ever had.
No. I'm the only she ever had, maybe, but not the best.
Okay, as the accountant looks at it as a businessman, how's this going to affect you?
Well, emotionally,
no, the businessman.
What are you asking him?
Yeah, I'm asking the businessman.
The businessman, okay. Well, for me, my wife was my partner in business, and someone who was working with me may no longer be working with me but against me. And that could have a bad outcome in my dealings with my customers, my reputation in the business, and I could go on and on. So many things.
Okay.
It would be a disaster.
Okay, Ross, did you have some more comments about your emotional reaction to the announcement?
Yeah, I did get divorced. I'm only, you know, picturing how I went through it. You know, I got very defensive in the beginning. You know, I have to find another place to live. Oh, she's gonna have the home and I'm not. It was like, for women, you know, they're to take care of their children. She wanted custody.
Right,
you know?
But as Romeo, you're gonna have to switch roles and start shopping again for a new Juliet, right?
after I get past, yes, I did. I started looking for a new friend, a new
hostage.
Sexual partner. I started on that pretty quick, and I went, for myself, I went through, the bear syndrome. This bed's too big, this one's too crazy, this one's too angry, and it took a while to end up with a...
Okay, Romeo. Tom, as an AA member, how's this going to affect your reputation? I mean, you all go to the same meetings and everything.
I don't think it'll impact it. I'd have my sponsor to talk to. I'd have other people. I went through a divorce my first year in AA, so I know exactly how it felt. I initiated the divorce, not my ex-wife. So it didn't impact me, except, as Ross said, with my children. Now, right. I have a son I haven't spoken to in 30 years. Mm-hmm. He won't talk to me. I don't know if it's a result of the divorce or what, but it's not my problem anymore. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a AA sponsor, probably not a lot of impact here yet. I mean...
Well, I mean, definitely worked with some guys who have gone through relationship issues, you know, so I just think, well, at least you're sober and you're in the program, mm-hmm. and you got a circle of friends you can talk to.
Rambo, is this pissing you off yet?
It did piss me off. Because in 1984, I had no damn clue. Not a damn clue. Come home from work, open the apartment door, it's freaking empty. And that's when I started my first divorce. I was pissed. I was hurt. And never had a reason. Finally figured out she wanted to sow her wild oats. I remember going up to a guy she was already seeing and got in his damn face. I said, here, listen here, you little MF-er. Told my divorce is final, you stay the hell away from her. I'm coming after you. True story.
Okay, man.
I believe you.
Mike, how do you feel about this situation, man? What's your plan of action?
I want your furniture back.
He's going to steal the furniture back for you while she's at work.
Waterbed. Obviously, she didn't have enough time to take it.
She had a drain and everything. I had a hard time with that one.
Any plan of action?
For him?
As a squanderer, you're not even worried about it at this point.
I can always pick up something along the way.
Okay, now we're going to add another twist to the situation. Okay? First... You know, she wants a divorce, so we start going to counseling, okay? After just a few months of going to couples counseling, she finally says, it's enough, no more counseling, I just want to get a divorce. As luck would have it, they happen to live in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay? You can get a divorce in Las Vegas, Nevada, pay for it with your credit card, and you got the final decree before the credit card bill comes, okay? It don't take but a minute to get a divorce out there, okay? So no sooner than the divorce is over, she packs her shit and moves. Okay, the situation evolves because where she moves to is your sponsee's house, your best friend. She moves in with him, and you find out that they've been sleeping together for a year, and everybody in AA knew it but you. Okay. All right, let's go back to the father now. You get the same situation, now you're divorced, so your relationship has changed with who you are and with your child, and now somebody else is acting as a... How does that make you feel?
Angry. At first, angry. Betrayed. Now I have someone who I loved, maybe still love, leaving me for somebody who I also love, who I've been sponsoring for I don't know how long, and he's sober, and then there's my son or daughter, you know, that now somebody else is raising my kid.
And you go and pick her up, and she's talking to you about her new daddy and how nice he is.
Yeah, especially when you go and pick him up. You know, one thing my kid never did was call him dad. You know, it was always by his first name. My ex tried to say, oh, we'll call, that's Daddy Greg and that's Daddy John. Right? She tried it for a while, but it never took.
All right, so how's it going over here, being a friend, when your friend is taking over your place as your...
Angry.
Well, you're back to being Rambo again.
Yeah.
How do you feel as a friend, though?
No, I got friends like him. I don't need any enemies.
So you feel betrayed.
Right, I shoot them all.
Stepped on. No, that's Rambo again. I should have made him Rambo.
Yeah, you know, here I was trying to do something, and, you know, it's like getting stabbed in the back. And I'll be Rambo again. Where the hell is my recovery in all of this?
It's over there.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Okay. It's a spiritual man over here. Yeah. It's the A member. Yeah.
You got any guns?
This is Rambo.
No, I'm sorry.
I mischaracterized. I should have made him Rambo. Yeah. But how's Rambo feel right about now?
Oh, there wasn't no going to marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was, you know, I even suggest.
But with this new situation, with her moving in with your best friend, and they've been sleeping together for a year. Yeah.
The guy it was who I actually knew, we all worked together at Burger King. And I did everything I could to get in his face, but that didn't matter.
Yeah.
As far as being Rambo, yeah, I thought about everything in the book. Of course, we were both young. I did everything I could, followed her, everything. Anyway, as far as the Rambo action on that, no, I never thought of actually putting hurt to this man.
As we go forward, eventually we're going to have to start getting more into the judge and looking at the situation and trying to take it through the inventory process and look at our own actions. So, so Romeo's now divorced, so he's out hunting for a new Juliet. Okay, but I think before you do that, you ought to try and get square with the situation and get you, because right now you're not in the right place after this hurt and this pain to go out and find somebody, because you're just going to take a hostage and mm-hmm. it's going to get ugly. So let's hold off on getting out there and starting a new relationship. Let's talk to this businessman over here. Now, I've been thinking about it, and I strongly suspect that you might have a lot to do with this whole situation in the first place.
Most likely, because I neglected and allowed my wife to run the business while I was out.
Maybe she's been spending most of her time at home without a husband. She's not involved with the business, and you're working 80, 100 hours a week, maybe more.
Yeah, it could be, because we could sit across the table from each other and not know what each other's doing. Happens every day.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or you come home and you're ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
You got no energy for nothing. You just need some sleep, and tomorrow you're going to do it all again. What spare time you do, this asshole over here has got all his sponsees.
Yeah.
He's going to be spending time with them instead of going home to his wife.
Uh-huh.
So his wife, who needs him in the relationship, needs Romeo, needs to be courted, need to spend time with. She's getting left to the side to herself while you two are hogging up all your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All my time is gone to sponsoring and going to meetings and running, growing the business. And she's getting nothing. She's just left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's no wonder that the husband's dead.
Right.
He's gone.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Because I failed the plan. That's what happened.
Because you focused on...
I failed the plan.
Go ahead.
I think, for me, it would be the betrayal on a bunch of different levels. The wife and probably more so the sponsee. And being a Rambo, I think I would find that sponsee and pour a bottle of whiskey down his throat would be the first thing I did. However, that had to happen.
I knew I should have made somebody else Rambo.
So that's betrayal on so many different levels.
Yeah.
On all of the levels. And I think if I wasn't
if I couldn't keep control of myself, if I chose not to call a sponsor and just deal with it on my own, I would probably end up dead. They would take me to death. Because that would be, I'm not going to jail, for one, and I'm going to have my fucking revenge, for two. And if I'm going to lose everything, you know, my wife, my friends, my kids, I feel sorry for you, because you're going to pay the consequences now. That's how I would look at that.
Right.
Hypothetically speaking.
Get that in for the lawyers.
It's all your fault.
Okay, so the Big Book talks about that we began to look at the other people involved and realize that they are perhaps spiritually sick and pray for them and understand what happened from their point of view. Okay? She's the wife. With all good intentions, she made me her life. Okay? I got involved with other things and left her alone to deal with life without the husband, without Romeo, without the father a lot of the times, because I was interested in growing the business and being a good AA member and being a good sponsor, and it took up all my time and I left her alone struggling with her own life, okay? And as mad as I want to be at the sponsee was somebody who happened to be there. The reason they wound up in a relationship is because he was there to comfort her and fill the void that I left in the first place. And one of the secrets of the fourth step is understanding that the only relief that I get about the bondage that I put myself in self, is by taking responsibility for my own actions and understanding that I was the one that started the ball rolling. Okay? I was the one that caused it to happen in the first place because I wasn't there.
But in the end, it doesn't matter. Even if you did everything right and you didn't do anything wrong and that still happened, your actions, the end result, still has to be the same in order to move on with your life in a healthy way. Even if you weren't the cause of any of it and it just happened, for whatever reason, you still have to deal with it in the same way as if it was my fault.
In this situation, the way that the man got free of understanding it, he understood that it was his fault for not being there. And he took responsibility for his actions, and he went back to her, and he told her, I understand. You know, you did what you had to do to survive. And keep in mind, she's an alcoholic too. You know, she's sober, she's trying to live her life, and she's stuck with a kid, no husband most of the time because he's off working, taking care of his sponsees, and she's left abandoned, and then somebody else shows up and fills the void. Yeah, is it wrong? But also, she knew it was wrong, and she had to suffer the consequences of taking the action. Okay? But me, not being the one that cheated, not getting involved with somebody else, I get to sit on my high horse and say, I would never do that. But if I was in the same situation, the reality was, maybe I would. You know, if she's gone all the time running her business and her best friend is spending time comforting me and telling me how, you know, and helping me with a kid and all, maybe things do happen. Maybe I do the same exact thing because I was in the same exact position. Okay? Any more comments? That's it for the scenario. Go ahead, Ross.
I'd like to share my